Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with
the Diva Squad,
Palace Radio, Love Fantasy,
it's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy. The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie Jones. On Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Stadio, 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 Stadio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
and divas, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
In the building,
yes.
All
yes.
The way in the building.
All right. It's definitely a rush day, a rush evening thus far, but I'm excited to be back on the air with you guys. Like I said, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Tonight, we're just going to talk to you about the riots and the everything that's going on in the world, including we're going to touch on the pandemic because we haven't touched on that in a minute. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about some of the charges that have been brought up on the officers for killing. Yes, I said killing George Floyd. So we're definitely going to talk about that between the rioting and all the violence and stuff that's going on in the world. We're definitely just going to spend tonight's show just talking about that this evening. If you're listening from the computer, you do have to call the number in, which is the 845-277-9098, and to go on the air and just talk about tonight's topics or how you feel you're affected by it personally, you do have to press the 1 button. How you guys doing this evening?
All right.
That was
I'm
a little delayed.
Yep. Y'all know when we get into the building together, it's like a movie. y'all know it's a whole movement. Yes, that's how the Diva Squad do it, baby.
So, you know, we'll definitely talk about. we'll talk about what took place. You know what? Stop it. We're going to talk about
so
tonight.
Sorry.
The Diva Squad was in the building this weekend to two peaceful protests that took place in Riverhead. So we'll definitely talk about that, the experience and what we, you know, how we feel about that, as well as just, you know, what we've heard and what we've seen, you know, throughout the media. So I know Miss Mobetta, you're traveling, so you may be in and out a little bit. Rachel, put the damn food down and let's do the show.
I know. I'm slurping on something right now.
Look, eat after the show. Yeah. Rachel's favorite is wings, so Rachel put the wings down. And of course, you know, so how you guys been? How's the week been thus far?
If I may?
Ray?
Yes. Okay, let me swallow this piece of food first. Okay. I'm always eating, especially when us divas get together. However, I am on a weight loss goal, a major weight loss goal, and I am 11 pounds down now. I'm doing all right. I'm stuck at just 11 now, so I got to do better. I have to do better. Thanks. But my weekend has been going awesome so far. No complaints, just a bit worrisome with all these protests and, you know, it's just a bit worrisome. I'm worried, you know,
okay.
Because some
yeah,
more
there's
people
a lot
are
to be
angry.
About.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And being provoked, you know, certain areas like my area in general, you know, it makes me a bit worried because my area, I'm in the Massachusetts area, and a lot of the 7th Precinct are trying to provoke during our protests. And, you know, we already know to have, you know, bullies and bad attitudes out here, you know, and especially our young folk who are stepping up a lot more.
Right.
It's sad. But they got to learn. Yeah. They got to learn to just be patient and just be peaceful in the protest. That's all.
All right.
How
and how about you? Yeah. How about you, Miss Mobetta?
Well, you know how I do. You know I can go way left with this stuff sometimes, and it becomes mentally draining sometimes because I'm trying to keep my character. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to stereotype everybody like we have been, you know, but it's tiring, you know what I mean? And now is the time for everybody has to start taking accountability for how black people has been treated in this country. I don't want to hear how black people act. That's something that's after the fact. So, I now's the time. It's now. Because we don't want to be singing this saying kumbaya in another 3 to 5 years for somebody else that can't breathe. And that's happening because they're not holding these police officers accountable. But, again, I'm grateful that the protests that we have been to, that we've attended, have been very peaceful, you know, and stuff like that. And I appreciate all the diversity that was in attendance also. You know what I mean? There has been a lot of other ethnicities and races standing out there with black people. So...
Right.
I'm happy. I'm really glad that the protest that we again attended was nonviolent, you know, and stuff like that. So, but now where do we go from here?
Well, I think that we keep doing what we're doing, you know. I think that that's important. We got to keep doing what we're doing, you know. I don't want to take from, you know, I don't want to take from the fact that, you know, a lot of people all over the world, you know, is protesting as well. And, you know, some of the protests hasn't been, you know, it might have started peaceful but ended, you know, with some violence and, you know, burning up buildings and setting cars on fire and stuff like that. I want to definitely, you know, to me personally, I feel like it takes from what we're doing. You know, it takes from the whole purpose of it. I did watch George Floyd's mom when she gave her statement, you know, as well as the son and the lawyer. I did watch that. You know, that was definitely touching. Just to be able to watch it and to understand, you know, I've never lost a child, so I can't say that I'm on the same page with her and I feel her pain, you know. I can't say that, you know, but
right.
I could definitely say I understand, you know, because I am a mother, you know, and
right.
that's a feeling
right.
that you don't want to feel, you know. You don't want to have to bury, you know, your child, and you don't want to have your kid killed, you know, and just, you know, for stupidity, you know, you don't want to have that happen. So I could definitely relate to that. But I want to take a minute and just talk about the protests that we did take part in, which was in Riverhead. We took part in two of them, and they were peaceful. The first one there was a permit for, and he did have, like, the NAACP, and he had there the councilman, you know, the news was there, photographers, you name it. They were all in the building. They were all present, you know, and that ended, you know, very well. You know, the second one that we took part in, that one was a march, and that was, I believe it was called Enough is Enough. You know, that march that we took part in, that one was good. I was a little worried being in attendance at that one, you know, especially when you march, they march from, you know, those of you who are familiar, you know, they march from Riverhead Main Street, you know, by the water all the way to the precinct, well, to the town hall, but... as my video showed, when you looked at the precinct, the police was out there, you know, and they had their batons and they had their shields and, you know, they were lined up accordingly across, you know, the precinct. So that was definitely a little alarming to me, seeing that firsthand, because I didn't know if it was going to go left or right or however it was going to go, you know, but it ended peaceful, you know, everything worked out well. And those two people... I think one of them's name is Anubia, and then Eric Williams was the one we knew for sure we were going to. They're actually doing, like, a collaboration together in Southampton tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You know, the Diva Squad, GQ Palace, will not be in attendance with that one in Southampton. You know, there have been other protests as well and all over the world, you know. A lot in Suffolk County as well. You know, Rachel mentioned, you know, the area which she lives in, like the Mastic area. that hasn't been peaceful. You know, I believe it started peaceful, but it didn't end peaceful. So I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone does understand that in the process of making it peaceful, you want to do everything accordingly. You know, you are going to have those, you know, police officers who are going to try to, you know, push the limit a little bit and, you know, make sure that you know exactly who they are and that they're in charge, pretty much. But we do have our first caller. I want to bring the caller on the air real fast. Just bear with me. Caller, are you there?
Good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Hello.
I'm actually doing very good. I'm actually here, so which means I survived the onslaught that that we attended.
Thank God.
We were part of the armed protesters, and we made our presence known.
Okay.
Storm, I agree with you that we have to keep the pressure on. This is the only time that we will have to make this statement, because everyone in the world saw how that video went down, and you have people without souls that are now doing the George challenge, right?
Yeah, I did see that.
Is that my phone?
I'm not sure. Let me see.
Okay, that's one of the Divas' phones.
There is something that's literally called the George Challenge. What is that?
Yeah, the Caucasians are out there putting other Caucasians on the ground and kneeling on their necks. So that's what's going on right now. So yeah, so we have to be vigilant, and we have to keep the pressure on. Yes, there was some destruction, but with change comes destruction. When the Twin Towers came down, they didn't say, hey, let them go. They went straight and killed women, children, innocent people, and occupied that place. Yet they tell us to forgive. It doesn't work like that, okay? Before Trump, there was racism. Before Obama, there was racism. Before Bush, there was racism. Before Lincoln, it was all the same thing. Voting isn't going to change this. We've been voting and voting and voting, and look, we are still dealing with this today. It's not going to change. Peaceful protest is not going to work. It hasn't been working, and it's not going to work. Now we have to put our feet on their necks and keep it there, not for 9 minutes, but for 900 years. That's what we have to do if you want change. See what I'm saying? That's what we have to do. Like I said before, I'm already committed. It is what it is. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do. I mean, the news is going to be biased. I know they didn't tell you guys that some squad car got stolen and they stole the guns out the car and all that stuff. They're not going to tell you guys
that.
Oh, wow. See what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you guys that. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys might be privy to know that the Asian cop is the brother-in-law to the Chevin, the guy who killed Floyd. You see? He's married to his sister.
Yes, we know that.
You see?
We know that.
So,
Wow.
Here's the thing. This is not four cops that we're dealing with. I want you guys to understand what I'm about to tell you. This is a whole department. This is a whole town. You see what I'm saying? That
whole department is
on trial. You know why? The court system there is on trial because the DAs and they all are in on this. This is not just four cops.
The whole thing.
So, yes. They are part of this conspiracy, and they need to be handled. They need to be dealt with.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, we have to deal with this head on. Head on. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
I love my people, and you know. And the interesting thing is, look at all the snakes that was in the grass, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those snakes didn't even look like us. You see, those snakes were breaking glass, throwing bricks, doing all kind of stuff. You see? Throwing the rocks and hiding their hand so that we can get the blame.
Yes.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Protests. Yep. Cops are still strangling people. Cops are still killing people. So, look, we have to do what they do to us. It's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. People don't want to hear that, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. I mean, at this point. You know, at this point, it is what it is. But, you know, like I was explaining to the Divas last night, you know, it's kind of it's easier said than done, you know, because when you think of, like, the different areas, I'm only speaking of where we live, you know, when you deal with the different areas that we are in, it's you can easily do an eye for an eye, but the manpower is not there. You know what I'm saying? The manpower is not there, you know. Where, let's just say, if somebody took it into their own hands and now they want to do something to the cop or the precinct, whatever the case may be, the manpower, the people, we are the people, is not there, you know? It's not. As much as people, you know, say, oh, we're standing together, no, we're not. Because if you decide today that you want to treat a cop the way they treated us for many years and centuries, guess what? 9 times out of 10, you might be doing that by yourself, which will catch you in the middle of a whole bunch of police officers, and you're by yourself because the manpower is not there out here. I mean, I don't know where you are, but here the manpower is not there. You know, it's not to me.
Yeah, and we're minus the organization as well.
Well, here's the thing: you don't need 100 men to ride one horse. You see?
Right.
Because guess what? 98 out of the 100 are going to tell on you anyway.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you are in the move, you don't need to let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. This is chess.
Yeah.
You have to position your players, right, in a position to make things happen. We have people that work in restaurants, people that work in motels. You understand?
Yeah.
We have people in positions that can make things happen. So if things really need to happen, they can step up and make things happen. You don't need a whole army.
But
you don't need an army.
Right, but will they is the question. That's what I'm saying. You know? Like
yes,
you can't do it by yourself, but where you are, you may be able to, you know, to gather up people where you know exactly who they are and what they're going to do and what they're going to contribute and what position everybody's going to play. But out here, I'm going to be honest with you, it's some sketchy people, for real. You know, it's some sketchy people. It's people that say that they with it, and then when that time comes, they're not with it. Trust me, they're not. Mm-hmm. They're not with it. Mm-hmm. They're going to fold. And they might, and I'm talking about the biggest and baddest of people that you know. They might make it seem like, yeah, they with it, but they're not really with it. You know, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not. If I told somebody today I wanted to go and do something, maybe I could probably get like 4 real ones to go with me.
Hypothetically. You're speaking hypothetically. Right.
Of course. It is hypothetical. That's how I'm speaking, but I'm just saying, like, reality for us out here is one thing. Where if you go to the city or something like that, that may be different. Long Island is completely different than the city or something like that, or like Atlanta. Like, even with the protests and stuff that we have out here, yeah, you have some people that's with it, but then you got other people that's going to fold.
You know what the scripture says? The scripture says, test the spirit.
I like that, Dave.
You hear what I just said?
I like that. I like that. And people understand, you know, the Divas know, like, my circle is super small, and it's super small for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, because when you test that spirit and you know exactly what it is, then you want to make sure that those people are really going to be your ride or die people. You know, like we in this together. And out here, they're not like that. Trust me, they're not. You know, I wish I could say, you know, I'm seeing it every day, even before this started. It's like, if you weren't really on the team from the beginning, guess what? I know right now you're not on the team. You ride the fence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's starting to show. It's starting to show with people, you know, in my view and what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, you know, all with the posts and the, you know, people go live and I'm seeing people's comments and stuff, you know, certain people that I, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
There you go.
I thought I knew you, but here you are. You riding the fence. You scared.
All right, listen.
You know?
Stop right there. Stop right there. Mm-hmm. Just hold that thought. You just said, I thought I knew you, right? Watch this here. People that don't read the Bible are losing out. Now, check this out. So said, we prayed and did miracles in your name. What did Jesus tell them? I never knew you. Hello? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, hon. Go ahead. All right now. All right now. Go ahead, baby.
So, an example. Now, African-American male, sleeping with this white girl, this white female. All she wants is to be with black men. That's all she's ever been with, black men. Of course, against her family's will, so she's sneaking around, sleeping around. But on the post, you see her not defending the black man, not standing up for the black man, but she'll comment in the post a little something. But, okay, come on now. Then, you know, with a little black fist or something, and then people start commenting under your post, you get your positives and your negatives, you get your prejudices, and then, you know, all that, and then you get some of the people that she's been with, so then you got people arguing on the post, and, you know, okay, little girl, what happened to you? You're good enough to, you know, sleep with our sons and our uncles and our, you know, but you don't want to back them up?
No, they're public.
These black men are our sons, our brothers, our fathers, our uncles. We got to stand up for them. We have to come together.
Husbands. Yeah, don't forget that.
That. Oh, first bumble. Our kings, you know, our future husbands, our ex-husbands, all of that. We got to stand up for them. We have to come together better as a people. We got to stand stronger. We have to do this, and we got to do something. There has to be a better way, y'all.
It's hard. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because his wife took the bag. George's wife took the bag. His brother took the bag.
Yeah, let's talk about her. Let's talk about her. But you know what? You know, at the end of the day, forgive me when I say it, okay? Because I'm not judging nobody. I'm just speaking my straight opinion, how I feel. That's it, okay? And excuse the noise, guys. I'm just going to speak my opinion about this, okay? Now, George Floyd, it was engaged to this Caucasian female, and the Caucasian female.
Becky.
He was.
Yeah. I'm just learning this.
Say it
I'm
again.
Listening.
He was. I don't know.
I'm listening.
I'm pretty sure. I thought somebody said it was a fiance. Could have been the girlfriend, whatever it might have been. But her initial statement of what I'm seeing is, you know, oh, he would want peace, you know. He's not like that. He was a church-going man. You know, like she's, you know, painting the picture for everyone to see about George. And at this point, forgive me, I don't want to sound judgmental, like I said, but I'm going to need you to take several seats and sit down somewhere. I am. I'm going to need you to sit down. Only because I feel like at the end of the day, people going to look at you funny right about now. You know, they're going to look at you real funny because as you're giving your statement and you're talking and, you know, you're talking and talking and talking, I don't want you to paint the picture of what you believe it is. We know that regardless of what type of man he was, he didn't deserve to die like this. We know that already, you know. Speak to me about what your plans are as you being a Caucasian female. What's your plan? What are you planning on doing? What are you leading to make sure people understand? But see, that's my thing. I'm going to need you to sit down somewhere, take several seats and sit down, only because I want to know, you come back to the forefront when you're going to tell me what you think that we should do. What are you going to start in his honor? What are you going to contribute in his honor? Don't try and paint the picture that you want people to think. We already know that regardless of what type of man he was, he did not deserve to die like this.
Absolutely.
Nobody deserved to die the way that he died. So therefore, speak to me about that. And I'm happy that, like, as people, you know, as his family is more coming out and more talking, I'm happy I'm watching that a little bit, you know, because I feel like I want to know from them. Forgive me. I want to hear from my people. Let me know exactly what it is. I want to hear from my people. I don't want to hear from you because right now people are looking at you kind of funny. You know, just by your first response of, you know, he was a peaceful man, you know, and he wouldn't want this. He would want grace. He would want justice. That's what he would want. He would want justice. I'm sorry. He would want justice. He would want a peaceful protest, but he would want justice. He don't want you to sit there and take the bag and be like, all right, well, you know what? I'm going to get this money, you know. No. You might get some coins, yeah. You might get a come up, but at the end of the day, I don't want you to get a come up because your dead fiance or dead boyfriend was. I want you to understand exactly what's going on and be able to look back and see the big picture of what everybody's saying. You know, I want you to see that. So I'm gonna need her to sit down, just take several seats at the back of the bus.
Absolutely.
I'm going to need her to sit there.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I had to say it. It's been bothering me.
You just schooled me because I didn't. I was wondering, was this man married? I saw his mother speaking with a child next to her and saying that that was his child. But I didn't know, you know, if he had any other kids, if he was married or in a relationship. I didn't know. But there it is.
Caucasian female. You know, did they say if he has kids with her?
He has two kids. He has two kids with her. And as far as her saying he was a church going man, let's deal with that for a minute. Okay. This is just coming from my head because I did a little speech on this stuff. Now, check this out. If you go to Deuteronomy 7, right? This was God was preparing Moses for the people to get to cross over into the promised land. He was preparing Israel, right? And what did he tell them? Right? Listen to what he told them. He said the Gershonites, the Teramites, everybody in that town. He said, kill them all, men, women, and children. Read it, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. You feel what I'm saying? He said, kill them all, right? So the Israelites were like, oh, but they're more than us. They're stronger than us. You know what God says? I am God. You just let me do what I got to do. You feel me? Right?
Yes.
The last thing he said was, and do not intermarry. You feel me? He said,
yeah.
Because he knows we're not perfect. He knows we're going to go down there, we're going to see some coochie and booty, and we go, nah, I can't kill that man. That's kind of hot. Damn. So you're going to let that slide. Next thing you know, boom, you went against the word. But he said, kill everything. Don't let the trees stand up. Don't let the lawn grow. Kill, tear everything up. That's what he told him. Read it. Check it out. So, yeah, we go to church.
I wrote it down.
But you have to be the church.
Wow.
You got to be the church.
Yeah. Right. You have to.
Right.
Got to be that vessel.
He says, I create good, I create bad. I create evil, and I create good. Listen, read the scriptures. They tell you exactly what's going down. So let those people use the, oh, he's a church-going guy, and think that God is all this. No. God, get down. God is a blood. He's a crick. Listen. All right. Let me stop here for a minute.
Speak about it. Speak about it for a minute. Speak about it. you know I'm like,
think about that.
Why you think
he
said,
he took it there.
Why you think he said you got a face? You see? Listen, I believe it was Chronicles 29:29. He says, I regret creating man. Check that out, what he said, right? He said, I regret making man. Now, listen, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, you know, so he knows everything. But he said, you know what? I regret making these Negroes. You see what I'm saying? Because they wasn't listening to me. They wasn't listening to me. So he put Pharaoh to do stuff to get his people right. So this is what's going on. Pharaoh is getting us right. You feel me?
Right.
He has hardened Pharaoh's heart. Trump's heart is hard as a rock. He has hardened Pharaoh's heart so that we can get them get together and make this happen. That's the only reason it happened. That's the only reason it happened. I don't want to take it there, but listen, that's who I am. You feel me? At the end of the day, I'm a spiritual person. You see?
Right.
And I take it there. Because I know who I am. So that's why when I walk with the whole army. Like Elijah said, you don't see nothing. Look in the sky again. Look up there again. He said, oh my God, who the hell? Yeah. Those are my people up there. Watch yourself before you find yourself by yourself. You feel me?
Exactly.
Hey, Richard, I love you, baby. I love you.
Love you, Dave.
yes. Definitely. So how do you guys feel with everyone, like, you know, not everyone, but, you know, when they have the protests and they're breaking into the stores and they're stealing stuff out the stores, setting stuff on fire? How do you guys feel about that?
In my opinion, with going on and the anger and the, you know, with the protests, of course, we're going to have some riots and some looting and, you know, but I am appalled with the post that I'm, and again, it goes, here we go with this, with the racism, and, you know, the Caucasians are trying to say, look at all these black people looting, and, you know, and meanwhile, I'm not even seeing all of the posts. I just see a post here or a post there or a comment here or a comment there. I'm seeing white people looting and breaking up the stores, and but just to see how, like I said, how you seeing these, you seeing these people that are just coming out, black people, black people, black people. No, it's not just the black people breaking into these stores, looting. But I gotta say though, I've never in my 47 years of life seen as many riots. Seen as many protests, period, you know, in my life. They're everywhere. I mean, 2020 in itself is going down, has already gone down with me as the year that's going to go down in history, you know what I'm saying, with the whole corona and the, you know, but then this, and then we just need to throw the whole year away. We only 6 months into it. But I'm strong. But I'm.
Let her hold that thought. Let her hold that thought. Listen.
Your
scripture says God would bring his people from where? All four corners of the world.
That's right.
Yes. I believe it.
And I will remain steadfast to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to stay faithful, and I'm going to ride it on out.
There you go.
And that's what you have to do.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. You really do with everything and the temptations and, you know, because I know I see a lot of people, you know, and they're commenting, you know, on everyone's posts and stuff. That's why I say social media is kind of like a gift and a curse at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's good, it's good. You know, at this time, you see, you know, I'm going to say the racists coming out. You know, you do see them, you know, they're sticking their head out. They're seeing comments and stuff. And even the kids. You know, even the kids, I want to touch on that real quick because I had a conversation, you know, with my daughter, and she was saying that, you know, on TikTok, you know, on there that's commenting different stuff. And, you know, it's racist stuff, you know. And to talk about the challenge, you know, the challenge is out there now. And it's like people are really starting to, excuse my language, show their ass a little bit, you know. And when you could tell from the beginning, before all this started, you know who was a racist and who wasn't. You know, you could tell. You know, you could tell. And now,
Can we pause for a minute, Diva? We have another caller. I'm just going to bring on the next caller really quick. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello. How are you? Hi, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
So, I've heard that today's topic was about the looters and the protesters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to touch something really quick. So being born in the 90s, I always heard about things like this happening. And you see it and you do your research about it, but you were never physically there to witness it. So actually being here to witness it, honestly, it was a couple of things I had to check myself on. Like, for instance, when I first heard about the looters, I was like, what does looting have to do with protesting? That has nothing to do with anything. But then I read a post that said the looters are looting and the protesters are protesting. I had to check myself because I'm like, okay, you know what? And I went on social media and I said, and I acknowledged, and I said, you know what? I had to check myself. Sometimes we all need to check from ourselves. The protesters are protesting. The looters are the one that's breaking into things. So I kind of felt bad because these people that's out here and they're protesting and they're, you know what I mean? You don't know what to expect. You don't know what these officers are going to do because a lot of the videos that I've seen, even though some people say, well, you know what? They catch the video towards the end or towards the, what I'm seeing is really painful. And if the protesters are here protesting, how could they be out there looting?
Right. So, test myself on that.
I kind of sat back and I was like, you know what? I got a little baby. I can't be out there protesting, but I want to do something. So started researching my legislative, my executive, my judicial, the things I thought really didn't matter while I was in school, but I think my U.S. history teacher for. I started looking up when is my not just the presidential vote, the presidential votes, but, you know, Congress and the councilman that's representing me and, you know, things of that.
Right.
And, yeah, I sent emails to the police commissioner, the mayor. And if there's any young people that's listening, we have a habit of saying our vote don't count. But if our vote didn't count, Obama would have never made it in the House. So our vote counts. And even if you feel like our vote don't count, guess what? Back in the days, they wasn't allowed to vote. So take advantage of it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that I have the parents and the step-parents that have that. If I have a question, I can ask them. And if they don't have the answer, they'll look for the answer. Like, even though this time is rough, like, I just want people to know that everybody's not the same. Every officer is not bad. Yes, we know that because I've seen posts about that. We know that. We know there's good officers out there. We know that. But this situation is not about the good officers. The situation is about the bad officers that make the good officers look bad. So,
yeah,
you know, and you know, I do know a lot of good officers. But also, in this day and age, you don't really know who people are until certain situations come out. And I can honestly say that I'm really hurt by looking at, even though people say, well, you know, that's just a person's opinion. But somebody's opinion says a lot about them.
It says how they really feel.
So if you're telling me, oh, he could breathe, you know, just the gentleman that passed, if he's saying he could breathe, he could breathe. Oh, I got a problem with that.
Right.
Because obviously he couldn't. But if you feel that way and you my friend and I'm black, what are we doing here? Something's wrong. So this time I just kind of like, you know, I do think that the parents also, because even though my child is little, when she asks me about 2020, I can be like, you know, 2020 was wild, but it's also a learning experience because what happened back in the days, we have the chance to see it now. We see what's going on now. We're learning from what's going on now.
Right.
And, you know, even if people can't go out and protest, like send an email, call, sign petitions, do something, anything, because you don't want to live in a world where it's all this racism.
Right.
But to look online and see all these protests going on all over, I, you know, for the first time yesterday, I really cried because I was like, I can honestly see there's more people with a genuine heart than there is racism. We could beat this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Sister, I have a question. I have a question for the sister.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. So why are you voting?
You said, why am I voting?
Yeah, why are you voting?
I'm voting because I want to change. Like, I always, whenever I vote because I done did research on a person. This is the person I feel can give me and my child a world or help make a world where
a chance.
It's better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so here's the other
That's
question.
Why I vote.
When you, when you vote for that, when you vote for that person, can they read your mind?
No.
Okay. Now here's the next thing. When you vote for that person and you don't demand something of that person, what is your vote going to do?
Well, with that question, when you say what is the person's vote going to do?
What he's saying is
if you're voting for that person, right? And you're voting for that person because you believe that person can, you know, give your family a chance. You know, they can make things better, they can make things right. He's saying that while you're placing that vote, what else are you going to do? Like, if you're not, if that person can't read your mind to see what they feel, you know, how you feel about the situation, what are you going to, does your vote matter then, is what he's saying.
Does my vote matter? Personally, I feel like my vote matters. And I don't only send out votes. If I feel like something is wrong, I'm finding out, like, for instance, this situation right here, I done looked up the police commissioner. Yes, I emailed him about 40 times. No, I don't know whether it's going to make a difference, but I'd rather try than do nothing and complain about it.
Right.
So even though I'll send my votes, I'll still do things to help. Just like in my community.
Right.
Guess what? If I see garbage in my building, it ain't my garbage, but it's my building. I'm going out the door. Hey, I might as well take it with me. You know what I mean?
In
so
nutshell,
it's not, I don't just I don't just leave it all on my vote. I do things as well.
In a nutshell, when you vote for that person, do you demand something from that person for your vote?
I do, because if I voted for that person, that means you said something, or you gave me the impression that you're going to help me.
No. Not what they said, because if their lips are moving, they're lying. When you vote for that person, do you demand something specifically from that person, either through an email, through a letter, through a phone call? Do you demand something for your vote?
Do you vote and then follow through and let them know, like, this is what, this is the reason I voted for you, because I believe you can do this. I need you to do this. Do you follow through?
I follow through with it. Like I said, I send emails. I find the addresses. I'll send it to them.
David's definitely asking some deep questions because I've never asked myself these questions. Like when I
because you know what? Also, people don't. I don't like when I go to work and I tell them these things. I've noticed that they're like, "What are you doing it for? It's not gonna help." But me personally, I want to make the attempt to try, because before you tell me it doesn't work, I can at least come to you and say I tried. When my child comes to me and she gets older and she says, "Well, Mom, I did this," and someone told me it didn't matter, it didn't count, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm pissed because you at least
but see, those are,
don't discourage my child because you never know.
Right,
somebody could read
are,
a message, a letter, or sign or something. I've seen a few videos that brought some tears to my eyes, and I bet you them people thought them videos wasn't going to do nothing.
But see, that's why, like, as parents, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, the lessons and the teachings that we're doing for our kids, it starts at home. You know, we set them up with the proper foundation and all the equipment that they need. So when that person does say, okay, well, this doesn't make a difference or this doesn't, you know, that child knows the response to come back and say, you know, versus just saying, okay, well, this is what you told me, you know, it might have hurt my feelings, but reality is I'm going to tell you because I have all this stuff instilled in me, and I'm going to say my opinion, my vote does matter. You know, it does. It might not make a difference to you, but it does make a difference. And that's as parents,
and once again,
we give the proper tools, you know, for them.
That's why I do think my parents and my step-parents, because I can honestly say if there was, even recently, I went to my father, was like, listen, I wrote the commissioner, and instead of him saying, girl, that ain't going to do nothing, he sat there and was like, tell me what you wrote.
Wow.
He says it again, all right, girl, that ain't that little bit of encouragement. No, I don't know if it's going to help. I don't know, but I made the attempt. I tried.
Well, I
and even if I send about 40 copies, I don't know if they get it, but they're going to be tired of hearing my name, like this girl here.
Well, so
you know, something.
You definitely encouraged me to even do more. So I'm grateful that you called in tonight. Because
some people can't get out and protest, and they would like to, but they can't. They can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel you on that. I'm one of those people, you know,
and
I'm
can honestly say when
or...
I have made phone calls, like, you know, these people wasn't jerks about it. Like, you know, they answer the phone and they're like, okay, so you want to leave your name and number? Yes, I do. Come and call me. What time is best? Anytime you want. I'm here. I'm black all day.
Well, you know, essence, Dons and Divas, I wish we had more time, but we only have a small time slot for now. Time is of the essence, and at the end of the show, we normally go around the circle and, you know, give our final thoughts on tonight's show. Dave, since you are our first caller, would you like to go first and give your final thoughts on tonight's show?
On my final thoughts? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hillary had over 3 million more votes than Trump. 3 million more than Trump. Yes.
Right.
The Electoral College put him in office.
Right.
Now, not only that, but if you just vote and you don't have a collective and you don't have a demand, everyone that votes, the Jews that vote, the Asians that vote, the Mexicans that vote, the LGBT that vote, you know what they do? They have lobbyists up there as like a lawyer for them, demanding certain things for their votes. So this is why you see the LGBT, the Jewish community, all these people, they get what they want because guess what? They have lobbyists up on their behalf. We don't have people up there on our behalf. We vote because...
Right.
It's a custom to vote Democratic. It's a custom to just vote. We've been voting and voting and voting, and look, we are still rioting and protesting today.
And my
last thought is this. The Mexicans have been deputized. They have some white citizens that has been deputized because they have been deputized to go and attack the blacks that are doing the protesting. You got to understand what's going on behind the scenes. I'm right in the thick of it. So this is what's going down. The protesters are not the looters, correct? Because guess what? They are bussing people in from all over to riot.
Yes, they are.
Anarchy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So when you know these things and you know what's going on, it paints a whole different picture of what
right.
reality is. And
mm-hmm.
this is to change the narrative because of George now to Lupin and thugs and all this other stuff, just like they did Colin Kaepernick. He kneeled because of police brutality. They turned it into USA against the USA, you see? So be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're looking to change
right.
the narrative. And, you know, we have to be cognizant of what is going on. You see?
Right.
Our people perish for lack of knowledge. And all you're getting, get an inner and understanding of what is really going on. This is not checkers.
Right.
This is chess.
Right.
I love y'all.
All right, love you,
love
too.
You
thank
too,
you.
Miss Diva, our second caller, are you still there?
Hello?
Caller, yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we'd
can
like
you
to
hear me?
Have
you wanna...
your...
Yes, we can, yes.
So, I
do you
want to
give your final thought?
This... Yes. First of all, I thank you, ladies, because this is a real that needed to be addressed.
Right.
And also, I just want to say, if there's anybody that's listening, even if you can't protest, try to do something, because this is the world that I don't plan on dying tomorrow. I don't plan on
mm-hmm.
dying next week. I plan on living and raising my child and hopefully my grandchild in this world. And I do believe that any little help is help. Even someone that does a research on the legislative, the executive, or how to make things a law, or that could be our lawyer. So
right.
I do think that we should encourage one another. Don't say your vote don't count, because guess what? We wasn't allowed to vote back then, so do it anyway. Follow up on your vote. Look into
right.
other things, other, you know, Congress, council, senator, mayor. Educate yourself on these things, because black
right.
people are amazing. And we got some amazing qualities. All people have amazing qualities.
Yeah.
But I don't want any black person to feel like they're less than the next person. Black is beautiful.
Right. Right.
So I just thank you, ladies, for bringing this topic up. Let me get it off my chest. Wednesdays is always great for me anyway. I get to vent with y'all. So thank you. Be safe. Love y'all.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go next. This is Ray Queen.
Okay.
As everybody always knows, I am predictable. Y'all already know. I'm going to say, first and foremost, I give my praises to God, because without him, there would be no me. GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich and Miss Storm. I love y'all. My sister Divas, Miss Mobetta, Miss Storm. I love y'all. Tonight's callers, thank you for calling in and dialing one. All of the listeners who listened in, big shout out to y'all. I got a couple of my people here at my job. I want to shout out Mr. Joel for listening. Thank you. And it's an awesome topic, awesome show. Thank you all who chimed in. And I'm going to pass on the mic. I love you all.
Love you too. Of course, this is your girl Storm in the building. And my final thought on the topics is, whatever you do, do it safe and do it correct. You know, don't allow, you know, other people to destroy what you're trying to do. You know, you may have a positive idea. You know, you may be trying to push that positive idea through, but you want to make sure that you surround yourself by like-minded people and people who are positive and trying to do the right thing. Now, if you do decide that you are going out to protest, you want to think smart and you want to be aware of your surroundings. You want to make sure when something does start, if it does start, hoping and praying it doesn't, but if it does, you want to make sure that you know how to exit as quickly and you are familiar with your surroundings, so you know how to exit accordingly, okay? There are people who are protesting, you know, for the right reasons. There are people also, they're bringing people in to tear up the place and defeat the whole purpose of what we're trying to do. So you want to make sure that even though you might have someone that comes in and they're breaking into the store, you don't have to be that person to run in the store and steal the product out the store. You don't have to do that, you know, because that's not what you're there for. So you want to make sure that you do the right thing at all times. You don't want people to look back later on and see all these videos and you don't have on your mask, you're not covered, and they can see your face, the building. Guess what? You committed a crime. So you want to make sure that if your purpose is out there to steal stuff, then you do you, you know. If your purpose is out there to make a difference and have a peaceful protest, then you do that. You follow your heart with that. You don't have to follow the Joneses and steal products and stuff out the building. You don't have to set stuff on fire and do it. You don't have to do that. You have to do you and do you the correct way. You know what your intentions are. You know your heart, and you need to do it. And like I always say to everybody, you want to pray about everything, everything. You want to pray about it. You want to be that vessel in the church, even though you may not be physically in church. You want to make sure that you are that positive vessel that's trying to do the right thing. So with that being said, I do want to just mention again the protest that's taking place in Southampton tomorrow. It's at 6 p.m. Also, shout out to Jolene. She made our signs for our protest that we went to on Saturday. She made three of our signs. We definitely want to, you know, thank her for her hard work and her commitment. You know, she's definitely a faithful, good person. Reach out to her. She'll make your signs. You can find her on Facebook if you need signs for any of the protests that you're going to. Jolene Gambino Olds is the name. You can find her on Facebook. She will make the signs. She has volunteered, you know, so, and she'll make the signs for you, you know, just give us small donations, of course, to, you know, cover the expenses of, you know, the signs, but she'll definitely put her work in and make this for you. So definitely shout out to her. She is also having a protest. She's hosting a protest that is going to take place on next Tuesday. I believe the date is the 9th. So she's going to be doing a protest. That protest is going to be in Islip, New York. The address is 401 Main Street in Islip. It's going to be at the town hall. And it is a peaceful protest. So the negativity, stay home, positive people that's trying to make a difference. You know, please make sure, you know, that you do go, you know, and you do support, you know, for the cause, for the peaceful protest. And as well as, you know, shout out to her. Her daughter was one of the youngest protesters that took place, I believe it was in Islip, who did lay on the ground, who felt it in her heart to lay with her hands behind her back, you know, without even asking, you know. She didn't ask, can I do this? She knew it was the right thing to do. She felt it and she did it. So she was one of the youngest ones that took place at the protest. And, you know, I'm thankful for the fact that, like, she's she's definitely putting the roots in her foundation to make sure her kids are aware of their history and aware of what's going on. So just shout out to her for that, and make sure if you can attend the protest, please make sure you do it. It's going to be on June 9th, like I said, 401 Main Street in Islip at the West, I believe it's Islip Town Hall. So definitely, you know, if you can go. GQ Palace is going to be attending probably a couple more protests. You know, we will go live. Each protest we do take part in, we'll be going live for that. You know, just showing everyone, like, what's going on there. So with that being said, we will be having our Friday night show. This Friday night we will be having a show, GQ Palace Love and Entertainment, with Storm and with Rich Money and myself, Storm. We will be having usually we have, you know, a lot of different people. The Friday night show is anyone that's looking to promote what they're doing. So this Friday night at 6 p.m., we will be interviewing, let's see, what is his name, Evertis Wright. This Friday night at 6 p.m., he is a director and a photographer. So definitely check us out this Friday at 6 p.m., same number, 845-277-9098. Check us out there. Like, you do have to press that one button. If anyone's looking to get an interview, you can send your request in via any website that you go to, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. We're on all of them, as well as our email, gq002@gmail.com, as well as gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. So you can check us out there. So with that being said, it was a wonderful show. I always enjoy myself. Anything you do, make sure it's the right thing, make sure it's positive, and lead by example for the children that you have. So with that, have a blessed and safe week. Look forward to talking to you guys Friday night at 6 p.m., and God bless.
Amen.
Blessing to handle my business on these wanks, snitches, let the Nina blow kisses. Yeah. She somehow misses. He gon'